Yes. Anyway, this is a test. You say something.
I always agree with Michael. This is a test.
Huh. I'm gonna keep that. How you guys doing?
I know you missed us.
We had to really have something to come back and chat about. And by the second, by the minute, by the hour, by the nanoliter, by the whatever it is, things are in motion and fluid. And does anybody know? Do you know, Barbara, what happened? Anything good? Well, obviously, we know we've got the death meter every second. Every politician in the country is looking for their, I don't know, extended isolation period of fame, 15 minutes.
Yeah, everybody wants to jump on the COVID bandwagon and get some free campaigning in or get some free something in.
Well, some of these people aren't campaigning. Are you speaking of anybody in particular? Are you what?
You want me to name
this
names?
Is a non-partisan show.
I'm supposed to name names, but I'm sure we all, since we have a national,
we
the American
people. Oh, okay.
Since we, the American people, have a lot of media available to us, I'm sure that we've all received this wonderful card in the mail to help us fight the COVID epidemic. It's sent to us by the CDC.
Oh, see.
And it's called, not the CDC tips for surviving the COVID virus. It's called President Trump's tips for surviving the COVID virus. So, therefore.
Well, they're not tips. It's a little bit more serious than that. It said guidelines.
I think it said tips.
No, I have a picture, screenshot. You're going to diss the man, diss him with what he actually said.
I thought it said tips.
Well, here, you have your glasses on?
No, but I'll put them on.
No, you don't need to do it. Just trust me. What's that say?
President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America.
For more information, contact the CDC.
Right.
So, coronavirus.gov.
It was really, really very nice of the CDC to send out.
Nice of them.
To send out a direct mail marketing piece that the Trump campaign funds didn't have to pay for. Anyway,
you know this is a nonpartisan show.
I wasn't trying to be partisan.
I think you are.
Talk about my mail.
You are managing your words. Yeah, it was your mail. So I didn't. By the way, I don't know if everybody in America got that. Maybe just half of America that voted for him in the Electoral College suggested that. Hey, this is the way our Constitution works.
Certainly, they didn't send it to me because I voted for him.
Yeah, you. Well, I don't know. It came to your house. What did they say about where you live, Miss Liberal?
At my house,
mm-hmm.
But not because I voted for him.
Maybe not, but they figured the chances that you did.
They sent them to every household in America.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I don't know that they did. Maybe they did. I don't know. Oh, excuse me. Must be the coronavirus. I'm dying. I'm dying. I need a respirator and a mask. Oh, they don't have none.
Speaking of masks.
What about it?
Well.
You looked in the mirror? No, just playing. Okay.
No, I didn't because I had already taken my mask off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
some other people I know.
I'm glad I'm on the internet, Casey.
Some other people I know wear their masks to bed.
Oh, well,
now,
you know.
Why do you think they do that?
Because they plan on robbing early.
No, I think they want to pretend they're Zorro.
No, everybody's Zorro now. What are you talking about? I was in the bank with a mask on, thought about I want to make a withdrawal, speed it up. Everybody knows they want to say that. You guys know, we're laughing because we're really tired. We've really been working, you know, we've seen, well, we don't exactly know whether who's going to pay and who's not going to pay. I'm sure many people that are wondering and pondering, are they going to get paid, or deciding that, well, they're going to hold up on their pay. Do they see if they get paid? And so we got a whole circular firing squad
going on here. There are many, many, many people that did not get paid. And the evidence of that is that the food banks have been giving food out for the last 3 weeks, and each it's held one day a week, and maybe it was two, I can't remember exactly, but each week it's increased.
Tell them how long the line is. How far is it from where you saw it versus to where it was going to end up?
Today we were attempting to get on the highway by a main road, and they had blocked everything off because they said that the food bank line, which...
September 20th, 2019, 1:15 p.m. 10 strategies for reaching out to previous real estate clients. If you work in real estate, you'll come across countless properties while helping your clients buy and sell their homes or buildings. And in the process, you may discover a newly listed site that would be perfect for a previous client. Sharing the news with that person is a great way to grow your business and referrals, as long as it's done in a way that is respectful and of value to the customer. So what should people keep in mind before getting in touch? To find out, we asked the members of Forbes Real Estate Council to discuss their preferred methods for reaching out to former clients about potential properties and why they work. Here's what they said. The following excerpt is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For additional responses from members of the Forbes Real Estate Council, check out the full article on Forbes.com. Call them. You are busy. We all are. You feel that you are bothering the client out of the blue with a property for sale. You are not. Call them and share this information on your new deal. They will thank you if not interested. They will thank you if they are interested. You see, the fact you considered them could be just the diversion they need that day. Most likely, they will fill you in on their situation.
Yeah, Barb. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think we might have had a bit of technical difficulties there. So you're saying this line was how long from where we saw it to
wherever it's going to end up at? I don't know if we saw the line, but maybe all the
We saw the line. What do you mean the cops right there telling us to turn around and go the other way?
Those cars that we saw going on that main road, those were all part of the line?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they said that that line extended down to the main mall where they were giving these things out, and it was about 10,000 cars or 10,000 people.
No, but how many? And forget about the cars or the people. A mile and a half line to the food bank in America. Okay, for what? Okay, we know that we've got the virus, and I'm not making light of it. It's dangerous. I don't want to die from it. I don't want my mother to die from it. I don't want your mother, your children, anybody else to get hurt. Anybody you could think of, add them in that category. But I'm thinking, you know, I've sold real estate a long time, industrial, commercial, and retail. Okay, yeah. I'm concerned about the small businessman, because as we know, the majority of jobs in America are produced by the small business. Whether it's
47%.
Half. So now let's just say 500 employees or less. 500 is a lot of employees. Okay. Now, let's just talk about the man with a shop with 10 people. Everybody's off. He can't go in. Pick your business. Let's just say his stock is aging. And I don't mean his portfolio on Wall Street. I mean his literally his stock in his store, whatever the widgets are he purveys, or I don't, heaven forbid it be perishable. And, you know, he didn't have to take the rot. And that's not a joke, because I don't know if he could enter his business as non-essential. I don't know. The country has a tapestry of, I don't know, hodgepodgery going on enforcing social isolation and essential businesses and whatnot. So I don't know. But when they do get back there to their store and they open it up, or their shop or their office, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to look at their mail and they're going to be like, oh, shit. No, sorry, this is a PG rated show, but we all are feeling something. And I did feel that, and I'm sure we all felt that. And I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing the guy or the gal, or even it could be the family all going in there to see what the situation is. And to rebuild from that, they probably wish they had died from the coronavirus. I mean, maybe hopefully the children will be not feeling that way, because they don't know the enormity of why their parents are like slammed. And there's a lot of mental damage that's going to go on. I mean, what can we do? You can't do anything. Well, we want to do something. I mean, this is the kids or whoever. I mean, it's going to be, but trust me, if you're into the stories of pain of humanity, you're going to have more than a lifetime's worth of content. And I have no magical words on how to cure this, but I do say that we're going to need to focus on our own homes and our own businesses and our own country, and tighten up things here and make sure that this never, ever, 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 ever occurs again. I don't care how much of a desire we have for global bonding of the nations or anything else. If this is the result of global bonding, then let's go to isolationism. It might not be so bad for a time, since, you know, the business of America has been hit.
Well, it certainly illustrates that there's a need to bring essential businesses back to the United States so that we can be self-sustaining. We certainly don't want all of our pharmaceutical drugs to be manufactured in a country that we now suspect maybe purposely released a virus upon the world that's killed millions of people. So, yeah, there's a reason to make sure that you can sustain your own. And so we need to have those industries return to America so that we're not in this position again.
It's called national security. Food security, medical security. Security is security. You can't segment out security. We want 100% security. That's what 25% of our budget goes for, security, defense. Well, you know what they say, the best defense is a good offense. So, okay. You know, I think the appropriate parties have the appropriate plans, and every now and then you get spitballed, and then what happens when you get spitballed? Well, then the story's yet to be told on that, and the quantification of the damage done. So, whatever the amount of the global damage is coming in, it's such a high number, it's like stunning. What is the damage? It's astronomical. I think it's unpayable, which means that, wow, I guess whatever we tally up, we need. I think that should be proffered, by whoever the offending parties are. If there is an offending party.
Today in the media,
maybe it was Batman did it. Batman must have done this, right? He's got bats. Who else has bats? I don't know. Malta? The bat has got to be the worst thing ever.
Not really. Actually, bats...
Oh, yeah. You want a bat or you want a dove?
No, bats actually are quite useful. But
but what do we use bats for?
Well, they use them to do medical experiments on viruses, believe it or not. And there's been quite
a bit. Well, some people use it for that, I guess. You had to pick some.
Today in the media, because you listen to a lot of alternative media, we've been hearing for the last week and a half or more about theories about the virus and the origination point of the virus. But today in the general media, there was quite a bit of commotion.
The mainstream media, the general media.
The general mainstream.
Yeah, they'd be pretty general, but yeah.
Well, it wasn't the alternative underground media, it was the mainstream media. But today there was quite a bit of information and outrage, really, about all of the evidence that's come forward that points a very big finger at that lab in Wuhan that was doing experimentation based on biological warfare.
Wait a minute. Who told you that?
That was reported in the mainstream media today.
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe that somebody said, I can't remember.
I don't say it didn't happen.
I mean, exactly
it could be conspiracy sounding, but
somebody said that we should make sue them the pay. Chinese?
Yes.
Now,
that's what I was.
That?
Who said that?
Yeah, who said that?
I don't know. Somebody said it. I'll have to check. God, who said it? A lot of people have said it, all the way on up from the Hoover Institute.
Didn't the president say something about it?
Sure, the president said that too. He didn't say, I don't know if he said the word sue. I mean, he's got a host of options, and I think suing is not the quickest. I think the quickest is to say, hey, you know.
Well, I don't think we should jump. We shouldn't certainly jump to conclusions. We should.
Conclusion? We already know.
We should make sure that we know for sure.
We know for sure.
And then we shouldn't jump.
And what we know for sure is they didn't tell anybody in a timely fashion where our economies could avoid this.
No, I agree.
Well, then if that's it, well, that's enough. Any one of them is enough.
However.
What?
They do need to pay something for these damages.
Who is they? You indicted them?
I'm saying,
who is they?
Based on evidence that seems to be pouring in, if it is proven that this is what happened and that they were entirely irresponsible, even if they didn't create this virus and deliberately let it loose, the fact that it got loose and it was somehow concocted in their country, and then they tried to
concocted in their country.
And then they tried to cover it up.
You concocted this in your country.
And then they didn't allow.
Put it on your diplomatic word that you did not.
They didn't allow the correct information about containing it to be given out to the world public health organizations in time to really contain the virus. They allowed it to spread. They even allowed 150 people to fly out of Wuhan when they knew that Wuhan.
Maybe that's how that was their delivery.
I don't know. What if it was neglect or oversight or stupidity or deliberate, whatever the motivation was, at the very least, they need to pay some kind of reparation.
Okay, so you're saying it was a war crime?
Possibly, yes.
Wow, that's some strong statements. Okay, I believe it looks like it could be, and I think
it certainly is a crime against humanity.
It's a crime against everything. We don't even have school open, not for a whole year, because of. Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's so much. It's overwhelming.
No, that's fine.
It's not overwhelming.
I obviously have a need to talk.
I don't have a need to do anything except for get paid, but I need that. And everybody on this podcast is going to need that once they turn the economy on. It's like Rush to Glory or I don't know, Hoosiers whatever you're going to do, you better hurry it up. Yes, but we could say whatever about future and there's profit to be made.
The thing is that there's no escaping the effects of this virus.
Exactly.
You might not suffer the disease directly, but you are going to suffer from the fallout of this, no matter what.
We all have lost.
No one is going to escape the fallout.
Okay, who restores the 401ks back to equilibrium where they were before the Chinese suppressed the information about the bat virus or whatever they want to call it, the Wuhan 12, right, whatever the hell it is.
The COVID-19.
I don't care what you call it. Look what has happened.
I see what's happened.
Now, this is not to say all Chinese people did this. I mean, you know, they probably like to have some filet mignon other than a piece of bat leg.
The CCP controls all of the government agencies that work on the various...
They control everything. We're talking about all research. The government agencies. There's no all. There's one. And then there's Animal Farm.
The one government has several agencies to do all different kinds of things, but they do have a particular agency that operates out of Wuhan, and what they specialize in at that particular place is messing around with viruses and bacteria and various types.
Yes, but okay, let's be fair. Let's be fair. Every country has a bioweapon.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about every country. All the countries that plan on engaging
and
having
are,
I don't even want to even honor mover or shaker. It's just people that feel it's in their interest to not be dispossessed.
Yes,
they may need something.
The United States also has a biological warfare department.
Who said that?
I say that.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. I know.
You just mentioned that several other countries.
Yes, I didn't say anybody in particular.
Yeah, well, we all know that the United States has everything. There isn't anything we don't have.
What
we do have is the good sense not to unleash these things upon the world without any conscience.
Who is we?
We, the United States, the government of the
United
States.
This is the most dastardly crime. This is bigger than 9/11, Pearl Harbor, and probably the way they racking up the death meter. I turned it off. I don't want to see any more death. I'm tired of hearing about it every 5 minutes. We don't even know. First of all, they're counting deaths.
Everything's been underreported. Yes, even in China, still they're underreporting.
Oh, yeah, for sure they did.
In Russia, they're underreporting. They're still.
I think they're overreporting here. You know, we saw reports that they're calling everything COVID-19. They had a video of the girl went to the hospital. The guy asked her, "You got any of these symptoms?" She said, "Yeah, I got that. Some of the symptoms." And he said, "You got COVID-19. I mean, but
that
come
was
on.
One story.
Wait, listen. The
it
mainstream
being,
media you
it
love
is
so
being
much.
Overreported here.
What?
There are counts, and they have a systematic way of counting it. But there are counts in every single state about who gets every single town.
Who's counting?
Actually.
They can't even count both. They gonna count COVID-19 patients.
They have
okay.
a system in place.
What's the name of this system? Exactly. And they don't know either. They said,
all
this is what you call this.
You have to go on your phone.
Well, no, the system
is
this. Hey, you.
What is the count in the city I'm living in? And your phone will tell you.
Probably. It'll tell you something.
They count by city. They count by state.
They count by country. Where is the actual physical area that they count?
John Hopkins.
You believe?
Yes, this is what I've read.
So everybody with the coronavirus goes to John Hopkins.
No, John Hopkins has a counting system that they have employed that counts the amount of infections and the amount of deaths.
Where do they get the data to count from?
From every single municipality that.
Why? They just all decide to send it to John Hopkins.
No, you have to be sensible.
I don't know.
Honestly. Well, then why don't you listen?
I'm not a medical professional. Right. I don't know these things.
Then look it up yourself.
I don't self-diagnose.
I'm not telling you anything else.
Because you don't know.
No, you want to overtalk me. So,
no, I'm asking you a question.
I'm telling you to Google.
Somebody else. Well,
I'm telling you to Google John Hopkins and the COVID-19 count. And then I won't.
Why don't you do it?
Because I already know.
Well, then what is
it? I've already read it. I'm not telling you.
Well, we're on a podcast. The people listening want to know. Oh, I apologize. No, that's just so rude. You don't talk. Hey, I apologize. I'll fire her right now. You're fired. Okay, come on. You said, oh, yeah, well, you still have to pay your debt without the employment wages I put. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, you thought the pay was bad before. It just got worse being fired.
Now I wasn't making any money before.
Well, that's good. Just glad they stopped using it. Now, unless you have some SDRs, I suggest you be moving along, woman.
SDRs?
Yes, you don't know what that
is. Yeah, I do know what that is.
Okay, what is it?
Well, it's a sort of...
Yeah, they may have done whatever they've done. I'm just saying, as a general rule, I go wait for the checks in the mail. I trust them. If they send it, they send it. They don't send it, I don't, whatever.
However,
but
your check hasn't arrived.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. We don't know. In the morning, it may say, no check.
Well, some other people in my family actually have received checks.
You heard of more than one. I heard you tell me about one person. Now, is more than one? I mean, I'm just wondering.
No, I just only know one.
Oh, you said other people. So, because, I mean...
Other person.
What other person? Other than who?
Just the one person that I...
Oh, so that, oh, okay. They had a... You know what they did? They sent one guy his $1,200. But they accidentally sent him like $82 million. he went to bank saying, this must be wrong. You know what?
$2 million? What do you mean? They sent him a check?
No, direct deposit.
Where did you read this?
Here.
That's quite an error.
They don't care.
Yeah, but he can't spend any of it.
Well, he should have shut up. He could have played dumb and got all the stuff he wanted and moved supply. Oh, he can't travel because of the coronavirus.
He eventually would
have. Well, eventually would have been too late for me.
And then he'd
owe
all that money back, so that's...
Well, it'd been gone. I'm not sure how to help with that. Wait, hold on a second. Story regarding guy who has the stimulus money deposit and IRS puts or Treasury puts $82 million or something like that.
These are the top results.
Oh, here it is. Wow. Man waiting for stimulus checks finds, $8.2 million in bank account. Okay, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I know what to do. How about this? Okay. What is this? Okay, well, that's a check. That ain't gonna do anything. Barbara, talk to the people. We are on the podcast. Sorry about that. We're new at this. We'll get better, maybe.
Years ago. The bank. Where I was banking. It was actually Chemical Bank.
Chemical Bank? Or haven't they been out of business like about 30 years?
Years ago when I lived in Manhattan.
Oh.
Chemical Bank put $50,000 into my account one day in error. I don't know where it came from or where they took it from or whatever, but they threw it into my account. And so I was doing some banking and made a deposit and then asked for my balance.
Don't say. What did they say?
My balance was $50,000 more than it should have been.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
How much should it have been?
I don't honestly... It wasn't.
So it was discernible for you, huh?
I knew that an extra $50,000 had...
Extra?
Yeah, extra beyond what I knew I had in my account. I said, that doesn't make sense. So I checked to see when it had gone in, and it just said it was a bank had deposited $50,000. So... The thing is, I knew I couldn't spend it because it wasn't my money. So I just went to one of the bank officers and showed them my bank receipt.
Well, wait a minute. You're still going on about that money?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, they took it back.
Oh, there you go. That's what about it. Well, I don't suggest any larceny. I'm just saying.
No, it's just that the, you know, the government.
How do you take back spent money?
What do you mean?
Listen. It's not as easy as you think. That's work. They're moving too far. My whole point here, I think we're losing the point in the focus, and this could just be us just falling off talking about whatever. Everything's shifting. Nobody has any direction. There is no leader. This is totally like biblical proportions type of thing. And there's nobody shooting. We don't see any blood flowing down the river. No snakes glowing in the middle of the night. They may show us that projected on the sky some kind of way. Who knows? Chemtrails. I don't know what to do. But whatever happens, we're right in the midst of it, and we've got to build. And I'm glad you see the American spirit coming out. It's coming out because we're Americans. That's just what every day. You can't take America out with the invisible whatchamahoozit bug from the Batman cave. I don't know if the Wuhan virus came from Wuhan or wherever it came from. I don't care if you had, look, time will tell. Chinese are very patient. What's the story about some diplomat asked some old Chinese leader, what do you think about the French Revolution? And he said it's too early to tell, but it was like, you know what I'm saying?
300 years later.
Whatever amount of years it was like, you know, so you played a long game for real. Well, I tell you what, we are Americans. We come to the field and whoop up. That's what Americans do. And the thing about America is you can never tell a spirited American because we're shrouded in the color of freedom, and that comes in all colors. So check this out. Not to be right-wing sounding, but if Americans have been attacked, our businesses have been injured, I don't know of any other war bigger than that. You hit everybody's home at the same time, man. You got to get paid back for that.
It's not just the United States.
At this point, since the other countries have not paid their NATO fees, I'm not really concerned about what they're doing. Let them do what they do. But the Pope's over there in Italy. Yeah, well, listen, whatever prayers are there, we need them. So we have two popes, right? We should tell them both to get up and stay on. Somebody's on duty 24 hours. I know one is retired, but he's not dead. This is an emergency. Okay?
You want to make a little joke about the dual popedoms, okay?
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm serious. They both over there. I mean, they should have figured that out themselves.
I'm sure they don't need our help.
Yeah, they do. I think they do. They work for everybody some kind of way. They got some money from us for sure, for free. That's what they specialize in. So it's true. Tell me when they ever paid for something.
Oh,
you try to give a, I tried to give a nonprofit some billboards. It sure was nonprofit. Nonprofit for me. I don't care. Don't get me started. No, really.
Church doesn't advertise on billboards.
They weren't the ones, the nonprofit I was talking about. I think they're before nonprofit. They were the original nonprofit.
No, they were the original prophet.
Well, yeah, see, they got Alpha Omega. I don't think so. I think that's what we're trying to, well, that's a whole nother rant. But, and the pot boils or the plot thickens or the clock turns. You know, back in the 60s and
back in the
60s. 50s. I mean, old movies, old shows. We're talking about, you know, not sitcoms, but serial shows, you know. They had some serious names. Whoever sat around and named them. I actually wanted that as a job. Like, not writing jingles so much, but just the title of stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my articles, that's how I write them. First, I think up the headlines. Yeah, title, whatever. I write that first. because that keeps me focused on what the rest of it's supposed to be about. So if I ever forget, I just look back at the top. Oh, yeah.
Why would you be forgetting?
Well, because you're trying
in the middle of your article.
You're trying to be thorough, and you start going and going and going, and you forget. You're like, the screen is scrolling up, and you forgot. You start rambling on paper.
I see.
Yeah, you're rambling on paper. Well, on whatever, your screen.
It's a bit like a podcast.
Well, but you know what? So what? I'm not charging anybody. So, well, that's not true. Anybody out there want to be our sponsor? We need the money. Our coronavirus unemployment, PPP, disaster relief check. I mean, I should have put down I was a hedge fund. I might have got paid quick. As soon as they caught on to it, I'm a small business. What?
500 employees.
Money gone in 10 swipes.
They got all the money.
I don't know who got the money.
The money's gone.
Well, that's the thing about money.
Large chunks.
Yes, exactly. To the small business of whoever. You know what? I'll say this. People just mad because they weren't there to get the money. Come on.
So we're excusing the hedge funds?
No, I'm not excusing anybody. I don't say anybody did any crime. I mean, the government, the one that gave them the money, they should have done the checking. I mean, I don't say it. I'm just saying. I don't know what I'm saying. It's all in flux. I'll have to get my thoughts together and compose something.
There are always those that will take advantage of any unfortunate situation.
Disaster capitalism. Naomi Klein. Google it. Good book. Watch some videos. It gets you up to speed pretty quick. Well, whatever happened to Bernie?
Bernie
got the coronavirus or something?
No, Bernie is endorsing Biden.
Yeah, he did that. I don't know why he did that. I mean, his fans should just know that it's a sucker's game to back Bernie. Bernie is not going to do anything but go back to his three houses. Oh, my God, I've got just three houses. I live in one and all this extra shit. No, Bernie. You're an old babbling man that the kids thought that was affable enough to like a Mr. Whatever. Not Mr. Ed, but the guy used to talk to Mr. Ed. It was an old movie. I mean, old show.
A television show. You remember the name of the man that talked to Mr. Ed?
No, that's why I referred to the whole overall thing as Mr. Ed, the guy who talked to Mr. Ed. No, I don't remember his name. The show was Mr. Ed. That guy's name didn't matter. But he used to stand there and talk to the horse.
Well, someone had to talk for a talking horse.
Now, I remember he used to always
say, had to be a witness.
Wait. Then Ed would go, he'd go, now, Ed. Ed go, what do you do? And then he go, then Ed would do the horse sound. Have some hay in his mouth. It was like, I can see it right now in my mind's eye. So, why am I telling you guys that? Because I know you don't care. Well, because we're making up content, and if we get more episodes, I don't know how much money we'll make. We're not really doing this for any money. We're doing this for existential synapse blasting or something. We're just doing it because we can. And I suggest you guys do it too. It's a pretty cool tool to have, Anchor, even if you only did it for your clients or your, I don't know, your inner family. I've got the family podcast going. Well, anyway, we're all in isolation now. One day we'll be back outside, but I suggest we all look out the window, go stand in front of our house. For those men that are tired of being in the house, this is a man tip. Get your beer can, go in the back, smoke a cigarette, piss on the rose bushes. Make you feel liberated. And plus, you know, there's a lot of good chemicals.
That's a great piece of advice.
Well, I'm just saying, things that go through people's mind, what they're going to do. People do all kinds of, that's not going to kill. It's got a lot of, nitrates in it or something. Right. It's good for the soil. Don't worry about it. You heard it from me. I'm not a scientist.
That I know.
Well, I am a scientist.
I'm not a horticulturist.
Who would, you know what? I think in the New World Order, that's going to be illegal. You got to go to the superstore to get your food. Yeah, we've been working a lot, people. This here is relaxed content special. I think we're going to have to put that in the title. Relaxed content special. And we all need to relax. And we all need to, like, you know, now's the time to work it out. When we get the time, we're going to work it out. Work it out now. You're in isolation. Figure it out. And hit the road hard. And let's, scrub and rebuild.
Do things that you hadn't taken the time to do, that you'd always wanted to do. So here's the time.
Well, you can't say that. That's a bit of a stretch. Always wanted to do might entail not having social isolation. So, but the things that you, there are things that you've always wanted to do that don't entail being outside your house. So do those things and please be creative. I mean, like, okay, we're making these podcasts. Fine. We just decided, why not? I mean, it's there. We can do it. And we talk anyway, just in general course of things. So why would we not capture our same conversations and share them? And hopefully you like them. If you don't, okay, don't blame us. Leave us a message in the, or you leave us a voicemail if you're on Anchor. And I don't know, whatever. Get at us and we'll talk to you about whatever it is you want to talk about. I mean, let's qualify that. This is a PG rated show for everybody outside of the minor cussing every now and then, but kids are used to cussing. So there you go. Wonder where they learned it. They didn't learn it from me. So they learned it from you, Barbara.
No, I try never to use naughty language. If you may have noticed that.
Okay. I mean, I just think words are words. I mean, I'm not Noam Chomsky. We could get right into the linguistics. Noam would
definitely tell us about
everything, more than you need to know. As you know, when I was in Germany as a boy, I would hear Hitler speak. I didn't speak German, but you know, I could tell the feeling, and I knew it wasn't a good thing. Time to get the road, hit the road, hit the road. See, I'll be glad when the coronavirus hits the road, and we go. And now, wait a minute. Now, see, I was trying to ebb this off, because I'm not trying to do war and peace here. I was just trying to, you know, I mean, and I didn't really put any thoughtful breaks in it, because this is our existential rambling, which is where you get the real. So, I mean, some of it, you got to pay for what you really want, but I give you a tidbit of it just in casual kicking it. So what's the deal?
I think we're wrapping this up.
Oh, no, vaccines.
We're changing the subject.
Vaccines should be another day. We might already be done. No, we're not. No more technical difficulties. Thank you for attending our podcast and listening in. Please share and, check back.
Burn, baby, burn.